So this past Shabbos was Parshas Shemais. The Svarim HaGadoshim tell us that with the Parshas Shemais begins a series of weeks, which is called the Shoivivim. Shoivivim is an acronym of Shemais Va'era Boi B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpatim. These are 6 weeks that are apropos for tshuva. It's always good to do tshuva, but these 6 weeks, there is a special siyata d'shamaya for a person to do tshuva. And the reason why it is specifically these weeks that we read these parshias is because these parshias deal with our leaving Mitzrayim, and it is a opportunity for us to learn from these parshias how to get out of our own each of our own personal Mitzrayim, our own personal exiles, spiritual exiles. In addition to our general galus, the collective galus that we are all in, this bitter Mitzrayim that we've been in for the past 2,000 years. So these 6 weeks are a time for us to do tshuva and to reflect how we can better ourselves so we can merit both the individual and the collective redemption. So the pasuk says, "Vayhi bayom marabim ahem." It wasn't those many days. Vayomas melech Mitzrayim, the king of Mitzrayim died. Vayayonchu bnei Yisrael menu avoida vayizaku. Bnei Yisrael sighed of their work. And they called out, "Atal shavosam elva lekimenu avoda," and their cry ascended to Hashem from their work. "Vayishma lekimes nakosam," Hashem listened to their cry. "Vayizkar lekimes briso yisavrom yitzchak v'yakov," and Hashem remembered His covenant with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It seems from these psukim that as soon as Bnei Yisrael called out to Hashem, Hashem heard their cry, and this was the beginning of the redemption. Now we know that Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim had fallen to the lowest level of Tumah possible. They had fallen to Memtes Shari Tumah, as it is written in all the Sfarim, to the 49th level of Tumah, to the lowest level possible. And to me, this begs for understanding. How is it that a nation that had fallen so deep into Tumah, yet when they called out to Hashem, Hashem heard their cry, and that started the wheels turning for an ultimate redemption. And we have been in Golus for over 2,000 years. We've been calling out to Hashem daily. We have been through such terrible tzoras, such terrible troubles, constantly calling out to Hashem. And we have yet to see a geula, we have yet to see a redemption. So what is it that we are lacking, that Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim were not lacking, that there Hashem heard their tefillahs, and for some reason we aren't being answered? Later on, when Hashem speaks to Moshe from the Sineh, from the burning bush, it So there's a whole dialogue between Hashem and Moshe. Hashem wants Moshe to go redeem Bnei Yisrael, and Moshe keeps on turning him down. Moshe refuses. And the Chazal told us this went on for 7 days. Each day, Moshe coming back with a different excuse as to why he is not the one that is appropriate to be the leader of Bnei Yisrael. So the second to last argument that Moshe makes is Vayomer Moshe el Hashem. Moshe says to Hashem, "Be Hashem, I beg you, Hashem. Lo yish devarim anoichi. I'm not a man of words. Gam etmoil, gam eshulshaim. It's been a while already that I've been a man of words. Gam ayoz debercha lavdecha." Because I am a person with a heavy mouth and a heavy tongue. And we understand this literally to understand that Moshe had a physical impediment. He wasn't able to speak well because he had burnt his mouth as a child. So Moshe says to Hashem, I'm just not the right person to speak before Paroi because I have a heavy mouth and a heavy tongue, he's not able to speak well. To which Hashem responds, "V'yemer Hashem Elav." So Hashem says to him, "Mi som pela adam? Mi yasu milem? Who is the one that created a mouth for a man, or who makes a man dumb? Halayanochi Hashem, I'm the one that creates the mouth. So I told you to go to Paroi. What kind of question is?" What kind of excuse is this that you're not going to be able to talk? The same one who gave you the mouth will give you the ability to speak. So, which really begs for explanation is what was Moshe thinking? You know, who would know this more than Moshe Rabbeinu? What kind of excuse is Hashem, I can't speak well? I mean, the creator of the mouth is speaking to you and telling you to go to Paroi. What kind of a havamina is to say, I have a speech impediment? So I think that we can understand this based on Chazal. Chazal tell us that Bnei Yisrael were redeemed from Mitzrayim in the merit of Shiloi Shinu Es L'Shoinam, that they did not change. Now I'll just translate literally. They did not change their tongue. And this is understood usually. Is conventionally understood to mean that they didn't change their language, that they did not adopt the language of the land. They kept to their own language. I'd like to suggest that is not what it means, and I find it difficult to believe that Klal Yisrael, living in Mitzrayim for so many years, didn't speak Egyptian. Besides the fact that I'm not sure what would be their own language. Lashon Kodesh, I'm not sure was the language yet among Bnei Yisrael. Although it's possible that Yaakov did speak Lashon Kodesh to his children. We find throughout history that Klal Yisrael and Golus adapted to the language of the nation they were in. In Bavel, they were only there for 70 years, and it says in the Pasuk that they totally forgot Lashon Kodesh. So how is it that they're there for 210 years, fall into the lowest level of Tuma, and they still are speaking Lashon Kodesh? I'd like to suggest that Shleishinu Es L'Shoinam means that they understood the importance of the tongue. They understood, as it says in the Pasuk, Hachayim v'hamoves b'yad haloshein. Life and death is in the hands of the tongue. They knew the importance of the tongue. They knew the purpose of the tongue. The purpose of the tongue being to speak good things, to compliment one another, to speak well of one another, so on and so forth. So many good things that can be accomplished through the tongue. The tongue has a purpose, and they did not change the purpose of the tongue. Shlei shinu es l'shainam, meaning that they knew that the tongue was not made for destructive purposes. The tongue was not made to taunt others. The tongue is not made to speak vile language, to speak profanity. The tongue was not made to speak lashon hara and not to speak falsehood. They valued their mouths. They valued their tongue. Shloi shinuas l'shainam. They did not change the purpose of the tongue. And no matter how low they fell in tumah, in all other areas, the tongue was something. The sanctity and the importance of their lashon was something that they maintained. And I believe that it is for this reason that when they called out to Hashem, when they used their tongue, when they used their mouth to speak to Hashem, Hashem heard their words. Because the Rebbeinu Shleilem is going to value our speech as much as we value it ourselves. And if we value our speech, if we understand the importance of our tongue, the importance of our mouth, then the Rebbeinu Shleilem will heed that importance as well. But if we disregard the importance of our tongue, if we defile our tongue with whatever it might be, with lashon hara, falsehood, profanity, or so on, we demonstrate that our speech means practically nothing. That we don't hold our speech of high importance. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives our speech, as I just mentioned, the same value we give it ourselves. So in Mitzrayim, where it was Shloi Shinu Es L'Shaina, where they did not differ from the purpose of the tongue, and they valued their tongue, therefore when they called out to Hashem, Hashem listened immediately. Unfortunately, we might not be in Memtesh Shari Tuma, although I can't see that we're too far from that. But unfortunately, our tongues are not valued. We find ourselves saying things that we shouldn't, whether it's lashon hara, rechilus, sheker, whatever it might be. Speaking out of anger. These are all things that we show that we don't value our speech. To the extent that when we do use that same speech to speak to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he gives it the same value we do. Moshe Rabbeinu understood very well that the secret to Klal Yisrael's redemption from Mitzrayim was their tongue. Shloi shinu es l'shainam. The importance that they have given their mouth. And it is for that reason that Moshe Rabbeinu felt inadequate to be the Redeemer. The Pasuk tells us earlier in the Parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu saw a Mitzri, saw an Egyptian, hitting a Jew. And Moshe Rabbeinu used his mouth, as Chazal tell us, to kill the Mitzri. He mentioned one of Hashem's names, and the Mitzri dropped dead. So he used his mouth for destruction. And it is therefore that Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he was a kvad peh and a kvad loshon. He felt that he had a heavy tongue and a heavy mouth. He felt that his tongue and his mouth were inadequate to redeem a nation whose redemption was based solely on the importance that they had given their tongue and their mouth. To which Hashem responded, Moshe, no. Misom pel adam. Whether the tongue is being used for to determine whether the tongue is being used for negative or positive purposes has nothing to do whether it's used for destruction or construction. All it has to do is with what is the Ratzon Hashem. And since what you did was the Ratzon Hashem, since what you did was the will of Hashem, that is considered constructive. That's not considered destructive. Misom pel adam. All you have to care about is what is the will of he who placed the mouth in man. And since it was his will that you should kill the Mitzri, then what you did was constructive. Halei Anochi Hashem. It all depends is what the Rabbeinu Shlalem wants. Parshas Vayechi has 85 psukim. If you look at the end of each parsha in the Chumash, it tells us how many psukim it has, and then it gives us a siman, how to remember. And the siman of Parshas Vayechi is pretty simple. Peh, siman. Peh, which is the mouth, is peh hey, is 85. Why is that the siman of Parshas Vayechi? Why did the Torah HaKadosh put specifically 85 psukim in Parshas Vayechi? I believe that what the Torah HaKadosh is hinting to us is that Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim is that the ability for Klal Yisrael to live in Mitzrayim and to live through Mitzrayim was because of the peh, was because of the importance and the sanctity they attributed to their mouth. And it was through the peh that we merited a redemption from Mitzrayim. It is because of the importance they gave their speech that Hashem listened to their tefillahs. That's why the yontif that celebrates our redemption from Mitzrayim is called Pesach. As the Arizal says, Pesach is Pesach, a speaking mouth. That is what the redemption was all about. It's the using the mouth to speak words of importance, words of meaning, and not to use our mouths for destructive purposes. And just like we were redeemed in that tzchus of guarding our tongues and making sure that the importance of our speech was maintained, in the tzchus of us guarding our tongues, and making our resolutions in these weeks of Shoivivim to be extra careful not to speak Lashon Hara or Chilus or Nivul Peh, so on and so forth. We will, Emirat Hashem, merit a redemption from this Golos because the Rabbeinu Shlalem will see the importance we give our speech and it will therefore give our speech the same importance when we cry out to him in our Tefillahs. May we be zeicher that to the kimeitzei senim yaretz Mitzrayim yaranu nuflois v'vios Mashiach tzidkenu b'meiru v'yameinu amen. Okay, that's one.